I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome, Colin and Tara, my brothers and sister.
Hello.
I'm so lucky to have both my brother and sister in this podcast. And it's Easter, so it's perfect. We are collaborating and we were speaking about being in the new, the resurrection, and living in a new way with stories, experiencing stories, and direct experience. You, Colin, when we lined up, you have just read a new book, and you felt it. You kind of experienced the book.
That's right. Yeah, I think the this isn't new for me. I must say the experiencing vibration from a book. It's quite, you know, it's quite the thing. But this new book, excuse me, it's taken me to a different level, which is very interesting. And the way that it did it was through an image, mostly. I mean, there are parts of the story that I'm enjoying, and that's kind of giving me a sort of, you know, some deep memories are coming back to me. But the big thing was the image. When I looked at her drawings of a village where she'd visited, and this is on a star system, it not even in our galaxy, and it's not even in our universe, or it's somewhere, you know, beyond. The feeling that I was getting was like a very emotional response, and I had to actually just put the book down and just feel it. And it was sort of radiating, and there was memories coming through, like we were talking about, you know, memories of home. And I get these a lot because I seem to have lived a lot of places, but, you know, it felt really like, oh, this is home. And it was a very emotional response from just looking at an image in a book. So I think the way that our senses are tuning now, we're becoming more sensitive to many different ways of sensing into ourselves, if you like. When we're actually aligned with ourselves, there's more ways of experiencing and remembering ourself, our bigger self, and the way that that's done through stories and through images is the way that I'm being really quite moved. So that was my sort of story in the past week. It's just picking this book up and seeing these images and thinking, whoa, there's something so big here. And I just enjoyed the story itself is triggering me right, left and center, because it seems to be giving me memories of who I am from a very, you know, very distant, even not just a distant star, another universe, a completely different place altogether. How can I be from there? Oh, well, you know, this lady's just traveled there, so there must be possible. But anyway, those are the sort of things that have been happening to me. And I feel that the story is the trigger. So it's interesting how you were saying, like, we're leading up to Easter and the story of Easter resurrection. You know, the actual story itself is just a shape for your thoughts. You know, what is it actually leading us to? What's the actual emotional or, you know, intellectual response required here, or is there a response required? But, you know, so a lot of people celebrate Easter at this time.
And when you talk about that, I'm reminded about the deep initiation and ceremony I had in Mars, and that was also kind of a story given to me. It's like a lot of lullabies and song, and a lot of emotion came to me, and because I travel in consciousness, and this is also okay. It is, you are given a story, and it was a new story. I haven't heard about a lot of this, that we are priming our children with vibration and songs. And now I'm teaching people in Divine Marie set that all of us are carrying a song. But when I did this deep ceremony, a lot of story came to do it another way that was far out of my, I had no idea. So it's like when we open up to new stories and we experience it. Because when I do ceremony, it is, ceremonies are experience. So when I say I do a ceremony, it is actually direct experience. And we started to, Tara also said, yeah, we are in a tie with direct experience. Yes. So I call it ceremony. When I'm walking behind my computer, it's like, that's not a direct experience. It's just walking, doing something. But when I open, then it's a direct experience and it can come so many new things. It's so, what are we opening up to? So, and you, Tara, you said that, well, I am a storyteller, so I have worked with all these stories, so maybe you can say some word about stories and direct experience.
Well, one thing that comes to me in listening to you is that there's the direct experience happens in the present moment. So when you're sharing what you just shared, there was a separation of you. It sounds as if your direct experience can only happen when you're open in this way, and that you're not open when you're on the computer. So if we practice, like Colin says, remembering every moment is open, every moment we return, every moment is a direct experience. So there is no separation. Oh, I'm reading this story, I'm doing this. No, whatever is in the moment, because that's the only place there is that's direct. Everything exists in the multidimensional holographic now. So it, in our journey to remember us as that, then that's where we come. And we have to do some sort of physical thing that we call ceremony to aid us in being more present with our actions. Or we need to read a story to allow ourselves to be receptive to something else in that moment, what someone else has to say. So all of this, we're training ourselves to be completely no separation, none. There is no body. That's what Yeshua showed us. There is no body. There's a no body in the body. And he did it at a time when people only understood sacrifice. Only through sacrifice at that moment in history could he show that. And that's why to this day, it is so phenomenally, it's so true on so many multiple levels, but I just go back to that moment. It's like in history, it's like everybody was doing it. I mean, you know, as you know, here on Bali, they sacrifice animals. So it's still happening. But anyway, it's back then, that's the way. And we no longer need to sacrifice is the other key thing to this. But what I experienced in his teaching is that we are eternal. And but that's the resurrection. So every time we remember that we're in the moment, we become enlightened. We're into eternal. We're there. We're resurrected.
Yeah, and when you speak, when I say I'm going to ceremony, it's the same as people maybe say I go into meditation. And I do the same when I go in the wood. So I call it being in a ceremony because I distinguish it because when I'm working, I do a lot of what I got in ceremony, the experience, I try to put it into form. So that's why I don't actually close down, but all the thing we are experience, because all of us are experienced all the time, but in Earth, we want to do it in form. So how to take the experience and all this amazing thing that we experience into form? We don't need to take everything into form, but that is what I'm trying to do. So when I try to put it into form. That's what I'm working with, all this, and it comes through me, the new system. So the new system, it is form. How can we do the new future system, health system, school system? So I bring it into form, and then I don't go away from it, because you can be open all the time, yes, but I'm creating it and writing and making something with it to find it form and then to share it.
Yes, exactly. So you are becoming the instrument. Okay, you're becoming the instrument. Yeah. And you are there because you're willing to be curious and present in your presence in this moment. There is no separation. It's just the way you described it earlier. It sounded separating. But now you are fully sharing your full experience of being in the moment. And it is, it's like, it's the words are writing you.
Yeah, and I have said yes to bringing the new system, but I haven't thought about the money system. And yesterday, I get several phones and people talking to me, and they said, okay, I will check it. So I went into a ceremony or a meditation and said, okay, what to do with that? And then they show me, well, this is the new money system. It's the way we will do it with money. I said, oh, did I said yes today? Yeah, you are invited to do it. And I said, I take it. So I was shown yesterday how the new system with money will be in the future. And it will be shown to me during this year. And it's like, wow, because I'm now out with the Vinima Reset, and a lot of people have money issue. It's hard for people, and we need to do things in other ways. And it was like, it showed me a lot of different ways. It's like, wow, and it's a way that kind of respect each other. We it's living with reverence, and we are so different and unique. So we have to meet each other in unique and different way, and we are helping each other. So it's like, we are away from hierarchy, because all the money system is hierarchy. So how to do a money system without hierarchy? And that is what they said. And it's a lot of way to do it. And I will start one of this aspect. So it's interesting. So when we open up, it comes so much new. And I think that we are in a time now that there are coming even more new impulses than before, because we have kind of opened the Pandora box. We are kind of, what we used to talk about when we lined up.
Yeah, I think the fact that the fact that we've been opening up, and when we're talking, and it's whether it's three of us or one on one, we are always opening each other up. Further, and sometimes we don't even know that's going to happen, because we don't have an idea of where the conversation is going to take us, and that's what's kind of interesting, and it's almost like the new way is taking us away from the old way. Yeah. It's literally moving us into a different way of relating and being with one another, and these energies will fly in on those new connections much more readily. And I'm feeling them even as I'm talking about it. I can feel them flowing. It's the shape of them is different, the feeling of them is different, and the very fact that you're standing in this place in yourself and then radiating it, the words carry a different layers of frequency and divinity. Even I they feel very holy. I mean, I know this is a holy, we're talking about what, you know, we describe as a holy time, but this is different. This is a different energy altogether. And I've never experienced this in a holy place, other than maybe some standing stones or, you know, the sort of ancient places. But I've never actually experienced this in a defined, compartmentalized religious context. I always felt a bit, you know, compressed into it. But this just has a freedom of expression. And I think that's our new way of relating to one another and to the world, and how that creation flows through us. It's and we've opened, we've just said yes. We just keep turning up and saying yes, don't we? So That's the key, I think, is just to be willing to be that vehicle and open to being it.
I love what you said because I said, okay, what to do with the Divina Merced? And then they said, okay, make a video about saying yes because we are invited. It's like, and saying yes, it is to saying yes to open our heart and live in a new way. Do we follow our heart, our longing, or do we only go by the script and the old? Yes. I love it. I love it. Have you done it yourself?
I don't know, about 20 years ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, after I did an interview with Ida Alletrasi, on she's Balinese, and she's the only person on Bali who's a high priestess, and she received her all of her teachings through direct experience as a child. No priests or anything. It's all direct experience. And then her uncle helped her through the matrix of all the priestdom and all that stuff, so they could say, yes, she's a priestess. So I was the first person to do an interview about her and to let the world, know about her, basically. And I had to get vetted by some really rich, wealthy Europeans at some, restaurant or something to say, yeah, okay, I can do it. So I sat with her for who knows, boundless amount of time. And when I got on my motorbike and started heading south, this is what I saw. This is what I saw. And in order, this time is about, it is direct experience and to become the instrument through which that experience flows. The body is the vehicle, and the vehicle means that, we have to pay rent, like get sick and stuff like that. I mean, it's just so, the so it's the vehicle. So it's the temple, the vehicle, and the instrument. And what we're talking about now is to be the instrument. And the way that I know to do it is you must empty out what is in the dungeon of your heart that's obstructing that flow and the mind, to come through. So, because, as Colin talks, he talks about the feeling and everything. Well, that's coming from the heart. It's coming from that sensorial place. And actually, the stronger that we become, the more sensitive we become because we have the support system to walk through the dream world to be sensitive. So we don't have to, we don't have to hide so much, basically, the more stronger we are. So,
And it's
and it
very
is.
interesting because when I was kind of rock bottom and my ego that I was often, oh, I want to go home, I want to go home. And now what we are talking about is living from home. But when I started this in
Yes.
2013, I wanted to go home. I thought that I had to go out of my body to live home because no one had told me that you can live home in your body. But that is what it's, I call it heaven on earth. So we are living heaven on earth and we are at home in our body. And then we get more sensitive, as you say, Tara, because I remember I don't want to be any more sensitive, but that's the way home. So
Yes,
that's the paradox. And you say, Colin, I
yes.
sense so much. It's like tears, and because you resonate so deeply, it's home. So that's why the tears just coming is like, oh, it's so beautiful. So our senses are hypersensitive, kind of, because we are home.
Well, it's all in this is in this container. Everything is here, otherwise we wouldn't be in it. So we it is our remembrance to come home to our original wholeness that's within. That's it, and all these things like the stories Colin's reading about our ET, brothers and sisters and other planets and other worlds. It's all home when we're like that's why years ago I would never I don't even say it now. We're not ascending. I experience this as descending. I mean, it's a spiral dance, so we're descending simultaneously. The spiral is going up to heaven as it is going down to earth. Yet we must descend into the depths of ourselves to know that home is, is in here, is in our body. It's here. So.
Yeah, deep roots.
And what you were saying, Colin, about about being, I don't know if you said curiosity or not, but that's the thing, like I don't know if Yeshua said it, but somebody said it during that time. I think it was Yeshua, who says to enter the kingdom of heaven on earth or paradise, you must become as little children. He didn't say like. This is the power of words, Colin, because like would be like the 5-year-old next door who's always cringing and whining and stamping and things like that. But the as preposition is to become as, Christ was in his body as yourself, as that.
Sorry.
So the curiosity is really key to direct experience. And to always, just begin. So it feels like now where we can begin to learn how to be, like you say, Aunt Peggy, to be home in the body, because, the first step is to feel safe in the body. And we have eons of non-safety in the vehicle temple, right? So when that happens, then we can allow ourselves to be curious, and to start, and in that safety, we discover that, well, everything's always changing, and so what's real? Well, this, like, the I am that I am, that empty space, it's real. So we can start developing, like, wonder at the uncertainty of it all. Oh, isn't this interesting? Like Colin, you're always saying, well, that's interesting. Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, as Colin said, we are activating each other. When Colin see, oh, I read
Yes.
this book and I was activated seeing these drawings, and when we kind of, you talk so much about the pyramids in the beginning, Colin, and I said, wow. And it was before I went into the big deep ceremony myself, and then it kind of the ancient Egypt show itself to me. It's like, wow. And then I spoke you the some days after, and it's like, no, I understand why you talk about pyramids and Egypt, because then I had a direct experience. And so that it's like, okay, now I understand. And the ley lines and the energy and all, how wise we were in ancient Egypt, and the wisdom from there. It's like, wow. So
What's
we
it? What?
activate.
Yes, yeah. And the synarchy when is where we're at now in terms of what you both are saying. We're in a time of developing synarchy and synchronicity with each other, and so we can, and that happens in such a beautiful, holy way, as Colin says, in when there's no, what I want to say, when it's not service to self, which is what we're all coming out of, and so the more you come into just being and service to what is in the moment, in the holy wonder of now,
Wow, yeah.
then there's the ability to serve the self, and in turn serving the other, because it's the only way that energy is orchestrated, because we're all energy. And the moment something, like if one person suddenly wants to grab something and hold it onto theirs, the synarchy stops. It stops. There's no building, there's no, evolution in that way.
There's something you said, Aunt Peggy, about singing, the creative process, and the in the book I'm reading, Kol Das, it is by Eleanor Danan. She describes the creative process as being the creation being sung into being, and the singers are children. So this and that relates directly to some of what you've been experiencing. These songs are of songs of creation, are generated by children in another dimension. It's like, how does that work? But it really resonates. So when those two things link, like you see that, I'm reading this, suddenly there's a, oh, hang on a minute. And then it gives permission for that understanding almost to then come through into you, and then you explore it more. You then start talking about it more and realizing that actually that's how creation is brought to into being. And we don't initiate it necessarily ourselves, although we may well be one of those children singing creation, who knows? But at the same time, here we are acknowledging how our being is contributing to that creative component, how it is that we're being on this planet at this time, having this conversation even, is contributing to the unfoldment of heaven on earth. How that is actually working by us simply being this in this moment, being here now with one another, that we are in some way bringing something new into being simply by having this conversation. And again, as you say, Tara, that I find that fascinating.
Well, it's also not having an ambition about it is the thing, because I see a lot of that happening, but there's so much ambition that it's kind of going against kind of what you're talking about. You know, there's what can I get out of it kind of thing. So, and that's why it's going to still take some time, because to remember, I remember in my first solo show, this song is this. I remember this song is "Wake up, sing your soul's song. Every day we are born, every moment a new dawn. Soar high, you're a live wire. Slide down the rainbow spiral." And become your heart's desire.
And yeah, what songs can do, because I didn't know about this song activators and that all of us have a home song. But I think it's 6 years ago, maybe seven, I was kind of given my soul song, and I didn't know that it was my soul song before now. It's like, oh, now I understand, because I was so in tears and I listened to it and I felt home. I was home. It's like I had never heard that song. Where did it pop up from? But I listened to it and I listened, and the emotion and motion. I love this song. I love everyone should heard this song, but this was my home. So it's like other people maybe not, but and it was called Beauty of Grace. And I had never heard this song, Beauty of Grace. It's like, so I don't know where it popped up, but now I have it on my phone, and it's resonated with my home. And I have a friend, she found her song, and it's like Lean on Me. And it's like, yeah, of course, she is, people can lean on her. So it's like so many layers of wisdom and truth and resonate with everything if we just find our soul song. And it was also shown, it don't have to be so long, because when it was given me kind of the rhythm of my soul song, it was only 7 seconds, because I took the time. So it was only 7 seconds, and in this 7 seconds it was kind of the essence of my resonance. It's like, wow. But it's fascinating, as you say, Colleen, because we carry a vibration, a song vibration, our souls song, and that's we want just to emanate our soul song, being home.
You won't be surprised to know that I think mine probably is Stairway to Heaven, the Zeppelin. I remember the very first time I listened to it, because I am that old, obviously. And I sat with headphones on. My friend and I used to sit and listen to new, you say, I've got a new album. Well, great, we'll put it on the deck. And we'd sit and listen. And when we first listened to that, it was wow, that's a, and I said to him, that is a classic, that is so good. And he said, well, I'm not really sure, but come on. And it turned out that was it. I mean, you hear it everywhere, so many people have covered it, but there's something in there. And I did some years ago, when I first met some of our friends, Soleri and Santari. I was at one of their sessions, and I was listening to that on the way there, because it was quite a long drive, and I kept tearing up at different places. So what I did, I played it back to myself later, and noted what the emotion was that was kicking in at each one of the different parts of the, you know, and then I wrote that down. So I've still got that somewhere, of every little nuance that kicked in where I was going, oh, wow, you know, because there's so many in that song, and let's face it, those guys, that they were at a different place to everyone else at the time anyway. But you know, so interesting how a simple song can have so many little trigger moments for you that just stay, you know, oh God, yeah, that's it. Yeah, wow. You know, and not really know why at the time. You know, it's just that I felt that. Yeah, oh God, yeah, I felt that. Yeah, because one of the phrases, oh, it makes me wonder. That's me. I'm always wondering.
And since you said it, I will listen to it again and I will write down what are the triggers, what is it, what is the rhythm and everything exactly every time I, but it was so many, it was like all the whole song. I was like, oh, I'm a, yeah. But it's, yeah, so we, yeah, I will do it once more and more and more.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's just, it doesn't matter how many times I listen, I'm always drawn almost like to tears at the end. But you know, it's just a, but not just me. I mean, it's loads of people listen and enjoy it as well. But there's something in it that's pure, you know. Yeah, Stairway to Heaven, for obviously. What else would it be? Yeah, but that's fun. But I think the way that we're triggering each other just in simple conversation like that is an interesting phenomenon, and I think it's happening so much more now. And I think there's a number of, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling that more. You know, the energies are changing, so that I think more people will be able to feel that in themselves, and know that there's more to them than just this earth shell. You know, there's much more going on, and they'll be able to touch into those frequencies. If you know, like your courses or your performances, Tara, you know, they'll be able to touch in more readily, and you've already had those experiences. People have been coming to you and saying, wow, you know, this is amazing. And that, you know, that's great. That's what this is all about. That's how we're communicating this in our own, you know, everyone in their own way.
And when I spoke with Tara, it's another, she activated me. I knew it, but she gave me a new words. I do it, but she called me a time bender. And I know that I travel in time, but I haven't gone into the concept of time bender. And Tara also said, but I'm an orchestra. I'm orchestrating energy. It's like, yeah, to sometimes it's kind
Sure.
of we the words are activating us. Yeah, he has it. So thank you, Tara, for it's like, yeah, you are a time bender. And it's like, yeah, okay, yes, I'm a time bender and you're an orchestra. And I haven't spoken to Colin what he kind of, because you are very deep into human design and I'm not into it, but it gives me, because then I Google time bender and understand and get more words and understanding of what are my gifts, because all of us have gifts. In a lot of years we have kind of, okay, I have so much sickness, it's so much, we have to deal so much with our wounding, but now when we come to this new place, newborn, we can explore our gifts. What is our uniqueness? What can we bring to humanity and other people? So have you thought about, Tara, what Colin is, because you said I'm an orchestra of yourself and I'm a time bender.
Oh, well, in terms of the human design map, Colin is the same. He's a time bender also.
That's why we
But you
connected so
see,
quickly.
each individual has their own different energies that are flowing through. The aura is just that Timebender is just the name of a specific energetic aura. So when you meet the person, you're going to feel that kind of aura. And then there's deeper, all these different kinds of frequencies that allow that individual soul to move through in a way that it is divinely designed in the energetic system of each individual body. And so that's what this time is now, is it's a time of individuation, because in terms of getting to the new currency, it's going to take a while, because human beings, you know, it's been manipulated for so long, and the more directly we are in being self-responsible for our own experience, then that currency of energy will flow in a whole different way, of money. So, yeah.
What you know just said, now I understand why, because when I and Colin met every time, it's what we traveled so far. I have never traveled so far with anyone than Colin. And now I understand both of us are time banders. So it was because both of us were poof, really high. So now I understand. Mm-hmm. That's why meeting you, because my intuition said you have to contact Colin. And it's like, okay, I did. And you said yes. And that wee.
Yeah, it's amazing actually. And again, that's, I think, we've spoken about this before. It's because we both stepped into this new place.
Yeah,
that became a thing that we needed to do. If either of us hadn't stepped into that place, then that probably wouldn't have occurred. It might have happened with someone else. I think all these things are divinely timed, and it's almost like there's almost like a level. You pop your head up. And somebody else pops their head up, and you're gonna be communicating with them, because now's the time. I think a lot of people are finding this, you know, the different levels. Everyone seems to be at different levels, but every time you reach the same level, ka-chunk, and that's how we three reconnected from new at this moment, because we've all reached that magical spot where. Now when we three talk and we meet we bring in something unique that is more than just two of us talking. We were talking about this before, weren't we, when we were three, the first time three of us talked together, there was something different in the way that the energy moves and how we three bring something in that wasn't previously possible with just a conversation between two. And I think that, again, is teaching us a little more about how creation, how co-creation works.
Yes.
In that it's a way of bringing something new into being through a number of skills or frequencies, patterns, songs, whatever that is, whatever our specialism is. Mine seems to be codes and patterns. That's my specialism of the moment. I'm learning through these books, and you know, the way that I'm being triggered. I've got other things that are other talents, if you like, that have so far been hidden from me, but are now coming to light. So I hesitate, because sometimes when I felt like I was Jesus, I hesitate to say I'm Jesus, because I know there's so many more me's out there that have equal right to be called me, or I have equal right to call them me. So I'm happy to say I'm Jesus in one minute, but then the following minute I'm someone else, and here's how that works. But that's how, I mean, you know, the divine works, and that's how we connected, and Peggy, that, you know, the word divine had a trigger, and you know, that's what brought that in. But there's, you know, there's so many different triggers and so many different points at which we then suddenly click.
Yeah.
And it has to be, I think, to some extent, it's either an image or it's a song or it's a story. But there's something that we will be triggered by.
Yeah.
And we'll recognize that ourselves in that trigger in a new way. That's so exciting how that, and it's accelerate. The other word is accelerating. that I've noticed that this is happening more quickly, more often, and the frequency rise is raising at very, very fast now. And is the good thing is that we our bodies are tuned now to be able to accommodate this acceleration. The sense I'm getting is I am more of this heavenly being in a body, more and more and more. So the idea of resurrecting is like you say, it's not we're not res we're not rising up, we're moving in. That's an entirely different way of looking at resurrection, because it's not that at all. We're actually becoming. That's what we're doing.
And when you speak, it was you said because we are now three of us, it's like collaboration and it's to another step. And when I had the module 13, the last module in my, it was kind of the same as Bach. It was downloaded to me, so it was like Solia Deo Gloria. It was I had nothing to do with it, but it is that we need each other. We need collaboration. We cannot do this alone. So we have to see each other as brothers and sisters. As you, I see you as a brother, you as a sister. And the new is kind of if we want to go even further, we need people with us. We cannot just sit alone. It's like I'm doing it. I'm kind of the God. It's like we are doing it together. We need each other. So it's the collaboration. And the more we collaborate, the more we activate each other, the further we kind of expand. My expanding have been big because I have been in hundreds of group. So the more this is my kind of learning. If since I have been in so many group, that has increased my expansion. It has gone very fast because a lot of people I met, how could you do it that fast? I think it because I have been in so many groups, and being in groups, it activates us and it kind of our light can expand even further when we have a lot of mirrors because we are mirroring each other and we are all holding pieces to each other. So you have helped me to really stepped up. We have activated each other. So we are kind of now we are three for the first time. It's perfect because it's Easter. This is kind of a symbol for the new. We need each other to really step up, to really live the soul purpose and the gifts we are here to emanate.
It's about witnessing as well.
That's true.
I've found that some of the most profound, moving moments that I've experienced have been when I've been sh it's been shared with someone. And that's that we bear witness to somebody else's movement, if you like, into themselves, and then we then share that moves us as well. So we mutually move. It's like the student and the teacher. Those roles don't really exist because we're all contributing. But I suppose one has to step into a role before that can happen. So if you like people attending your courses, they'll come into that, and they'll be able to move through those stages with you. But in the end, you'll get something from them, right? Just simply witness how they've moved, and everyone moves up as a result. And that's the magic, I think, of this, the way the energy is moving now. And it's so rapid. You could see people moving from old to new, and almost like in a blink of an eye. They're suddenly, oh yeah, I get it. Well, it used to take, hours of study, or whatever meditations, or and now suddenly we people can move very quickly into the new. Well, you said yourself, Tara, some people watching your show have come back to you and said, wow, that was that really moved me. And that how long is your show? It's but it's not what it is. It's what comes through and what moves them. It's actually that, and I think that's a marvelous thing. How that works, and how we are
Well,
meant to do that.
Yeah, because what you said in terms, about divine timing, my experience is that's also an old way, because it places it like there's something outside of us orchestrating us, and there is this really, there is no choice. Everything is already there, available. It's preordained. There really is no choice in ultimate reality, but there is. We're here to make these choices, and when people say divine timing, it's the inner preparation to meet what is meant for us. So without that inner preparation, we will not meet. And so because we're so much in the head and we're, controlled to be in the head and in a narrative and all this on Instagram, we miss that. Because each of us are being prepared to be met at the place that we are. So if a person comes and sees my show, there was a preparation involved before they came so they could receive whatever it was they were going to receive. So that's, I think, what, and in terms of I don't teach anything. I've taught a lot of things, but I don't call myself a teacher. I'm a guide. I'm only helping people remember who they are, because the teacher has been corrupted. And we need to know that if we're going to work in synarchy, in energetics, that all is energy, there is no enemy, then there needs to be a sense of the fact that we're guiding each other in the in each moment. And there's no mental guidance, it's just allowing the curiosity to unveil what wants to be revealed. And that's when resurrection happens.
I love your words, and what come to my mind when you talk, you kind of hold a piece that they are ready for, and we can in meditation we are also meeting, we are prepared in meditation also, so we can go inward and get pieces, and we can learn from others. So it's our choice. Do we
Yes.
want to have the preparation from the inside? And a lot of people are meditating the last couple of 10, 20 years more and more. And then they kind of step up to divine timing because,
Well, it is the timing. It's not like stepping up to it. They're already in it. They're already in it because it has nothing to do with us except the preparation. We only, like, I met a 99-year-old Iowa farmer, and I said, okay, you've lived, 30, 40 years younger than me. What do you say? Well, if everybody would take responsibility for their actions, there'd be no social chaos. And that's what we're talking about, is that self-sovereign responsibility. That's freedom. I talked to a photographer a couple of years after the Berlin Wall fell. And I said, "Hey, wow, how are the East Germans doing? Are they excited? What's going on?" There was this long pause. They want the wall back. And so we're in this bifurcation place right now. And even though Colin says people are getting it faster, my experience is, yes, it's both happening. It's happening faster, and then there's just still a ton of resistance. And if it happens faster, there's no integration. It's just let's go on to the next thing. So, because we need guides to show us, how to keep returning to home, how to keep returning home to ourself, which is what one thing that we're doing here together. We're just inviting ourselves to keep returning home in everything that we're saying here.
And I see the clock is going, so I want to say Thank you so much to both of you. And it is was wow. We are now showing people what we do when we meet, because we haven't done anything other than just what we do. We connect and we talk like we do now, and now we show people how we activate each other, and we live from our home, and what comes from this. So this is kind of the new Easter message. So we have some.
Yes, good.
So thank you so much, my brothers and sister.
Thank
You're welcome.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Ann Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.